Former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling was sentenced yesterday to more than 24 years in prison on 19 counts of fraud, conspiracy, insider trading, and lying to auditors. It is the harshest sentence yet to emerge from the company's 2001 collapse. And Houston Public Radio's Ed Mayberry has more.
U.S. District Judge Sim Lake denied Skilling's request for bond and ordered him to home confinement. He must wear an ankle monitor, and prison officials will soon notify him when he should report. Before the sentence, the judge allowed a few former employees to speak in court, including Dawn Powers Martin, who later spoke with reporters outside the courthouse. She said she lost the ability to give a better life to her children and now wonders if she'll outlive her savings.
I gave my loyalty to that company for 22 years. The money, I'll never get it back. I'll never have trust in corporate America again. I won't be as loyal to another big corporation as I was to them.
Martin said in court that Skilling has proven to be a liar, a thief, and a drunk, flaunting an attitude above the law. Diana Peters worked at Enron as a computer technician for 11 years and told the court that Skilling still doesn't seem to show remorse. Outside the court, she said, like thousands of other former Enron employees, she lost her retirement savings.
I'm really hoping that the 24 years that he's sitting in jail, he'll figure out what he did wrong.
Sherry Serra, a former Enron administrative assistant who continued working for Skilling as he was preparing for trial, spoke in his support. Serra said in 20 years, she never saw or heard anything about Skilling leading a massive conspiracy to mislead Enron shareholders and employees. Serra said she, too, lost thousands in Enron stock and benefits, but blames herself for not diversifying. Skilling told reporters after sentencing he certainly feels remorse for those who've lost their retirement savings.
I feel terrible about what's happened. You know, and this was one of the things I said, that, you know, people say that, you know, Jeff hasn't shown remorse. That's not true. I mean, my life has been a nightmare. So, yeah, I mean, of course I feel bad. I feel horrible. But that's not to say that I think I did something illegal.
Skilling vows to continue fighting his convictions.
I will not sign something that said that I'm guilty. I'm not guilty. And I can't do that. I've told my children that I'm innocent. I've told my friends that I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I can't do that.
But prosecutor Sean Berkowitz said Skilling violated the trust that people placed in him, and not in a one-time event. As a result, he said many people lost trust and faith in the marketplace. Skilling's remaining assets, about $60 million, will be distributed in a restitution fund for former Enron employees and stockholders, as well as Skilling's legal team. Judge Lake told Skilling that his crimes have imposed a lifetime of poverty for many people. Enron's 2001 collapse led to the loss of thousands of jobs, more than $60 billion in Enron stock, and more than $2 billion in employee pension plans. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.